You're listening to the Old Guys Talk Metal and Sometimes Punk podcast.
You're listening to the Old Guys Talk Metal and Sometimes Punk podcast. And today, is heavy metal good or bad for your health? That's a question.
We're going to get into it, man. People are like, oh, we've seen all these things. Oh, my God. It's going to warp your mind. It's going to turn you a Satanist. It's going to make you
make you wear guyliner.
Commit suicide, you know, murder your neighbors, whatever. But no, it does not.
Burn a church down in Finland.
Burn a church down in Finland. Another doing any kind of metal music, you know.
This has been going on since the 80s,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, and there's always some twisted people out there who want to throw a spin at Chipper Gore, try to do it too with the PMRC.
Chipper
we
Gore,
know all about
did.
That.
Right.
Blaming Ozzy, blaming Judas Priest, blaming Marilyn Manson, whatever.
Right.
But however,
blaming D. Schneider.
So somebody had to go and do a study about is heavy metal good or bad for your health.
Nice. We need a study.
And we need a really scientific study, of course.
We're going to need math.
So according to a new study conducted by the Vera Clinic in Turkey, heavy metal is one of the best genres of music for improving your health. One of the best genres for improving your health.
Wait. I just want to throw something out there.
You can improve your health through heavy metal.
We're really going to rely on a medical thing from Turkey.
We are kind of.
We are.
This is not the only study I'm going over tonight.
Okay,
multiple studies.
Multiple studies. Okay.
So findings from the study showed that heavy metal music can lower blood pressure,
okay,
heart rate, and help reduce feelings of anxiety. I find that to be true with me.
I need that.
When I get in the car and rock out some serious brutal death metal,
right,
I feel fantastic.
You know what? You're right, because I listen to NPR and Barry Manilow all morning, and I'm freaking pissed.
Yeah, you know when I'm feeling down, little kettle decapitation or something like that?
Yeah.
You know, gets me going.
Gets
little arch enemy gets me going.
Yeah.
Mon or Martha want to storm the gates. I feel great.
Right.
I'm telling you right now, when I go to work out of the gym, it's Mon or Martha, Viking metal, arch enemy, dark throne. You know, helmet ministry.
Listen, I'm a little more old school. When I go to work in the morning and I'm driving down the road and I'm just in that mode. It's got to be fresh fruit for rotten vegetables, man. It's dead Kennedys in the morning.
You gotta have it.
It makes me feel better.
For me, it's Whitechapel.
When I hear "Kill the Poor" and "I Kill Children" and all that stuff, man, I feel better.
Yeah,
I
right.
do.
Soup is good food.
If you don't agree with us, you can send us a note.
Yeah.
All you moms.
At oldguystalkmetal@gmail.com.
AZ's family.
Feel free.
Go ahead.
Feel free. But that's how I feel, too. So I'll continue on.
Okay.
So out of 1,540 participants, listened to a curated playlist made of songs from various music genres.
Okay.
Volunteers were fitted with heart rate and blood pressure monitors, okay, as their health information was recorded throughout the entire study.
Like just a Fitbit?
No, probably more. Yeah, I'm sure it's better than that.
Than
they
that.
Actually had them in a controlled environment, listening to these playlists they curated. So in terms of heavy metal, I'd observe that angry music can help listeners process all their feelings. The angry music helps you process
your feelings. Yeah, I have feelings.
Yeah, I mean, if you're having a bad day, just get it out with some aggressive music. And as a result, this all led to a greater feeling of well-being.
Who would have known?
So, however, 80s pop music was the leading genre as 96.6% of participants reported lower blood pressure while listening to the playlist. Who doesn't love the 80s?
What were they listening to?
I don't know. Probably Sade. I don't know.
Thompson Twins?
I don't know. Flock of Seagulls, maybe?
Could have been.
So, additionally, 36% of participants saw a decrease in heart rate while listening to the genre.
All right.
Wow. That's pretty good.
All right, so what do they compare that to?
So we continue on, though. The findings are coming in as we speak.
Okay.
So the full findings of the study show that techno was the least effective genre, reducing anxiety.
Well, that's because you're on drugs when you listen to techno.
Pretty much.
I mean, you have to be.
Not during the study, though. They just didn't like it, you know.
All right.
I understand why they would like it if they were on drugs.
Sure.
Okay. So 78% of respondents reported an increase in blood pressure, while 9%... So an increase in their heart rate from techno. Yeah, that's probably what happened. Yeah.
Miami. Like that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Sure.
So speaking of techno, back in the day you paid $5 for a real concert, you know?
Sure.
And now nowadays you pay $2,000 to see a laptop.
You're right. It's true.
It's crazy.
One guy standing up there waving
his
arm.
Exactly. Somebody at their desk with their laptop. I see it all day long anyway.
Yeah.
So let's continue on. Classical music, as you might say. Classical music, as you like to listen in the morning.
I don't.
Well, whatever.
It makes me nervous.
Does it?
Yeah.
A little Beethoven makes you a little Bach.
Yeah, man. Vivaldi.
Maybe you should listen to Sebastian Bach instead.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So classical music, which has long been associated with anxiety reduction, was right in the middle, with 73% of participants recording a decrease in blood pressure and 13% of participants reporting a decrease in heart rate.
And I'm going to have to agree with that from my own experience. Classical music does not calm me down.
It's all that, it's like it's fast, you know, all those little violins.
It's hyper and it's emotional.
It is. Like Flight of the Bumblebee. Drives me to a point of insanity.
Anything by Frost.
The March of the Sugar Plum Fairies, I can't handle it.
God. I'm overwhelmed, man.
Oh, no.
The Nutcracker? I mean, come on. Yeah. That just makes me nervous just even hearing about the name.
Yeah, it drives you nuts. The Nutcracker, not a good idea.
I mean, I'd much rather listen to Run Till the Hills than the Nutcracker.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
I can relate to it.
We're not going to take it anymore.
Okay, go ahead.
No more. Not even during the holidays we're going to take it.
Go ahead, Bobby. I'm sorry.
So this begs the question, does listening to metal make you smarter?
Well, absolutely.
We're going to answer this question with the studies. Okay. So here we go.
Does it make you smarter?
Listening to any music can have some interesting cognitive effects in the brain.
Sure.
However, it is not clear whether or not heavy metal specifically will make you smarter over the long term.
Okay. But short term's fine. I'll take short term smarter.
So listening to any music you like is a suite of health benefits that at the very least will help keep your brain and mood in good order. All right. I agree with that.
Okay.
So extreme music genres like heavy metal appears to be great for reducing negative emotions and regulating anger and depression.
Wow.
So staving off these negative emotions will pay big dividends for your brain's ability to function at peak performance. There you go. So listen to more.
I need peak performance.
Listen to more metal. Get your Rice Krispies.
Your Ginkgo Biloba.
Yeah. Put your Ginkgo Biloba.
Right.
Maybe put maybe a glass of Ovaltine.
Yeah. A little bit of Cradle of Filth.
Sure. Put the Cradle of Filth on. Put a little bit of Rammstein in the morning.
Some Behemoth.
Sure. Get some Golgoroth. Whatever you got to do in the morning.
Yeah, a little Golgoroth.
Sure.
Yeah.
No problem.
It's
there,
great
man.
With oatmeal.
Sure. It is.
Yeah, it is.
But if you maybe you're more in a scorpion's mood, I don't know.
It could happen. You know what? I was listening to some old Scorps today. Some of the early Scorps.
Lonesome Crow with Uli John Roth?
Man, let me tell you something. That guy's serious.
Roth, man. Yeah, it is. Some serious stuff, the old stuff.
Yeah. So wait. I just want to throw one thing out there.
Sure.
When we talk about classical music and we talk about metal, are we talking Yngwie? Are we saying Yngwie?
No, we're talking about Bach and Beethoven,
okay.
Chopin.
All right. So Yngwie's not reducing.
No.
Okay. All right.
Yngwie makes you happy.
Okay.
Makes you want to live in a castle with fluffy shirts.
Sure, with a goblet of wine.
Yeah, frilly shirts.
Some mead.
That's right. So, another question that you may ask.
I
know you're dying to know the answer.
I'm dying.
Does heavy metal music cause depression? My guess would probably be negative. No, but
maybe we need to call our old friend from Rectum Torture and talk about this.
Yes, maybe we do.
But you know what? I think that there's something here.
Yeah.
His girlfriend, right, had a cattle decapitation shirt on, if I recall.
Cannibal Corpse.
Cannibal Corpse.
Which is just as good. So.
And he's in love.
Yeah.
Right?
Heavy metal brings people
he
together.
He found
man.
Love.
Heavy metal couples tend to stay together through the love of the music.
Yeah.
And they understand each other. Heavy metal people listen to heavy metal music. Are a whole different breed.
Listen, about 9 months ago, I pulled up to a liquor store drive-thru window, and there was a girl wearing an Opeth shirt.
Yeah.
And I felt love.
Talk about it. Throw a little Opeth out there.
I had a crush on her. Just
tell
for
her you
a
love
brief
the,
moment.
Tell her, you know my favorite Opeth song? It's The Baying of the Hounds.
Had she been wearing a Flock of Seagulls shirt, it probably wouldn't have happened.
You should have brought a Baying of the Hounds by Opeth. What a great song that is.
If she had a Flock of Seagulls shirt on, there wouldn't have been that moment. I wouldn't have been.
There's so, that. But the studies say about the depression issue in heavy metal, most studies on the subject seem to show the opposite. We knew this.
All right.
Rather than causing depression or making it worse, Heavy metal can actually help reduce negative emotions. What's more, it can also reduce the levels in your body of the stress hormone cortisol.
Oh, we hate cortisol.
How about that? It can reduce the cortisol in your body.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Who's this study from?
These are all studies from across the world. These are multiple studies I'm putting together here.
Okay. So have you ever heard about the... Are you going to go on this? Or you...
We got more and more to talk about, my friend.
Okay. All right. So have you heard about the Japanese snowflake... The snowflake experiment.
No, do tell.
Okay. So a doctor, I can't remember his name right now off the top of my head, so I'll just call him DT Suzuki.
Okay. He was okay, call him that, whatever.
I think his name might have been actually DT Suzuki. But he did an experiment where he would as snowflakes are forming, right?
Mm-hmm.
He would speak words into the snowflakes.
Yeah. Why?
And he would speak the words love. And the snowflake would come out geometrically nice. And when he spoke the word hate, it became these morbid little snowflakes. Yeah. Have you heard about this?
No.
There's another study where they have plants in a greenhouse and they play nice classical music and the plants grow good. They play death metal.
Yeah.
And the plants die. You've heard that? I mean, Lemmy Kilmister said it, if I was your neighbor, your lawn would be dead.
Yeah.
It's possible.
It's possible.
It's possible that everything you're saying is just one-sided misinformation.
If there were Norwegian flowers that turn black, that would be okay, right?
Do they have flowers in Norway?
I don't know.
It's too cold there.
They'd probably
flowers.
Be black though. Black and be black and black. I don't know.
In the dark.
Maybe I'm grasping to throw out.
Night blooming jasmine.
I tried to make a joke, but it wasn't very successful.
No, I got it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying there are studies where they play music for plants and the plants don't like the death
metal.
Wonder
what triffids would like. Triffids.
Triffids are fine with metal.
I bet they are. They actually thrive with the metal. These triffids.
True. But here's the other factor. All right. So, and I'm just going to throw this out there once,
mm-hmm.
but isn't Satanism in its true form about nature?
Yep.
Right. And growth of nature.
Sure.
Right. I mean, Baphomet, all these symbols are all symbols of nature and fertility.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
And yet here we are with God and this other thing who maybe like, impregnated a virgin. There's something weird going
something
on there.
Something weird going on there.
I don't know what it is yet. I haven't quite put my finger on it. But I'm just saying that it's possible that heavy metal is good for your health.
It is.
And if I can just throw that out there, then hey, man.
Well, let's give some points about heavy metal. Why it's good for your soul, your health, and just in general to listen to. And metalheads in general, get to know a few metalheads, man. Maybe you don't like the music. Maybe it'll turn you on something you don't really know. Maybe
get to know a metalhead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
invite one into your home for dinner.
And number one reason is it makes you feel that you're part of a community.
Okay? Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. You know what? Yeah, we lack community in this world.
And foremost, though not specific to heavy metal per se, is that listening to heavy metal makes you feel that you're part of a community.
Yeah,
listening to your favorite bands, going to gigs and talking to your friends, being a fan of heavy metal helps you form common bonds with others.
Hey, remember that time we met the guy with the Burzum shirt at the King Diamond show?
You can walk in any any place, any bar, grill, whatever, and find some of the metal shirt, and instantly you're a friend of his.
It's true. And the other day, just the other day, I pulled up to the gas station the other day in my hometown, which is a tiny little hometown, and this guy had a Ginger shirt on.
Yep.
And I said, hey, are you going on Sunday to the Ginger show?
Yeah.
And he said, yes, I am. And he was just getting gas, and I was just getting gas. He's a construction guy, and I'm on my way to work. And we had like a little bonding.
Yep.
We never would have bonded if it wasn't for Ginger.
No.
You know what I mean?
No, not at all.
Of course, he's not obsessed with Tati like I am.
No.
He doesn't have a roll of duct tape in his trunk.
Yeah, well, we'll discuss that later. I don't know about that. But
we did. We had a moment.
Yep.
There was bonding. There wouldn't have been bonding otherwise, right? It would have been two guys at the gas pump.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
So there you go. There's a little bit of camaraderie there of outcasts, right?
So the heavy metal scene is notorious for its fan base, and the camaraderie just said metal fans have second to none. Never underestimate the power of feeling part of something bigger than yourself.
Dude, if you're a Maiden fan, you're a Maiden fan for life.
Yeah.
And if you meet another Maiden fan, you're like, what's up, brother? You know what I mean? You'll do anything for him.
Exactly.
You need a couch to sleep on? Come on.
So being a part of the community in the heavy metal community and fostering a feeling of belonging is incredibly important for your self-esteem and mental health.
Right.
So in fact, according to another study, being isolated and alone has some very serious side effects for your health.
So are you saying wearing a Burzum shirt is a cry for help?
No. Being alone and wearing a Burzum shirt is. It's true, man. And I feel that way too, man. I said maybe I should get on. I'm going to more. Now that we're getting more to it, I'm going to go get more gigs and hang out more.
Okay.
So, and second, my second point here, it can make you read more heavy metal. It can make you read, become a better reader.
How?
So being a fan of anything like heavy metal.
Whoa. We already went through this with Ghost.
Yeah.
Does this mean we're going to need to...
We have to start speaking Latin.
We need to read foreign languages now?
I think we should.
I'm doing my best with
foreign
languages.
I will speak a verse with loudness when they come on the show.
Loudness. I just posted a loudness video tonight. Yeah, I love them. Gosh.
So being a fan of anything like heavy metal usually promotes an interest in the subject. If you're really into the genre, you will most likely be reading blogs, magazines, perhaps even books on the subject.
You mean you're reading?
Yeah. Anything that makes teenagers, young adults read is never a bad thing.
You got a point there.
So some heavy metal fans may even build a lucrative career in media outside of heavy metal as an activity. And probably be more part of the heavy metal, whether it be with any kind of these forums out there. You get so many ways, like we do with our show, podcast, or radio show. We bring our love of heavy metal, punk, and hard rock to the masses. Because we love it and we want to share it with others.
Yeah, we need to.
And we do a lot of reading. We do our homework on the show. Maybe not all the time. We try.
Yeah.
So the act of reading will pay you dividends over the long run. Various scientific studies have also shown that reading can provide some major health benefits, including increased life expectancy, improved empathy, and it could boost your creativity and flexibility in your mind.
I'll throw one other thing out there. Like, take, for instance, the Dark Throne logo.
Sure.
Okay. So some of these logos are really, really hard to read.
Yep.
So I think maybe you're using left and right brain functions and combining them together to understand what these logos actually say.
Yeah.
There's that.
There's a lot of it. I mean, but also the creativity, the artwork goes into these album covers and just creating them. And to me, metal album covers are second to none. Look at the new ones, too, with the brutal Indonesian death metal or anything like that, Slam. They may be gory, they may be crazy looking, but they are so intricate in their drawing and in their painting of these artworks. The form still lives on in metal. All the importance of the album cover, what it should look like.
And I want to throw one other thing out there.
Mm-hmm.
Metal is pure theatrics. It is the musical version of a horror film. Yeah. I mean, let's just get that straight.
I mean, metal bands always try to be bigger than life. Like Bruce Dickinson always said, you're out there. I'm not playing for the guy in the front row. I'm playing for the guy in the cheap seats way in the back. Mm-hmm. It's who I'm playing for. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bruce always said that. If you can connect to that guy in the last row in the top seats, you can connect to anybody in the audience.
I mean, if you look at pictures of King Diamond without his makeup on,
yep,
you could just see him at any local 7-Eleven.
Yeah, his mustache.
Yeah, right?
Yep.
It's pure theatrics.
Sure.
Sure. So there's that. Is it really bad for your health to watch a horror movie?
No. Maybe Human Centipede, but...
Well, you got a point there.
So let's continue on.
Okay.
The question is asked, and yes, I'm going to tell you, heavy metal is actually good for your brain. And I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
One interesting study has shown that listening to music you like heavy metal, can have incredible benefits to your cognitive abilities and your memory as well.
Wow.
Let me start over again.
Go ahead.
Sorry about that, people out there. By comparing participants who listened to music they either liked or disliked, it found there were some interesting effects on the brain. Oh. It is found that by listening to music they didn't like, participants showed a marked reduction in their ability to rotate objects in their minds. Spatial rotation in their mind. Huh. Interesting, huh? Wow. So interesting, though. However, listening to music, liked or disliked, also appeared to hamper short-term memory performance. Interesting. Interesting.
Short-term memory performance. Yeah.
Spatial rotation in your brain.
Yeah.
How about that?
I do that occasionally.
Yeah. Well, it kind of, if you don't like music that you don't like, it kind of prohibits it, apparently. So, my fourth little thing to talk about here, my fourth point, it makes you more likely to explore new things when you listen to metal. So, yet another study, like I said, has shown that heavy metal fans or people who preferred more intense and complex melodies tend to be more open to new experiences. Hmm. How about that?
Good.
Broader mind.
Like it.
So heavy metal fans, unsurprisingly, also showed a negative attitude towards authority. Who'd have guessed that, you know?
I mean, is that wrong?
No. They just want to listen to music and party, okay? We're stopping on a good time. Yeah. That's all I got to say. However, the study did show that quite a few fans also appeared to show relatively lower self-esteem and a craving for uniqueness. They also appear to have lower religious honesty, belief of religion, I guess.
Religiosity.
Religiosity, he has corrected me all the time, yeah, which is good, which shouldn't come as a surprise given organized religion's inherent authoritarian nature.
Yeah, we're over that, right?
Yeah, you can't be barking orders at the metalheads. It ain't working, man. It's not working.
Ain't gonna
work.
Like
I said, they just want to party, listen to music, quit ruining their good time.
Sure.
So, fifth point about why metal is good for you people. I'm sure you're going to love this next one.
Fifth point.
It might make you less violent, even Cannibal Corpse. It might make you less violent. So, despite the common claim that music genres like heavy metal makes fans more violent, research has shown exactly the opposite. A recent study has shown that listening to heavy metal actually reduces an individual's sensitivity to violence. Reduces it. You're less likely to do it, apparently.
Wow.
The study, and I see that too at metal shows. You don't see people beating each other up. You don't. You don't see it. Go like a hip-hop show to try to shoot each other and kill each other all the time. I see crazy things going on at hip-hop shows. But I never seen anything go down in a metal show over all the years. 1,000 shows, I've never really seen any form of violence going on.
Never seen a
you
shooting
You might get one knucklehead, but they throw him right out, and that's about it.
Sure.
Before anything even really happens, but, you know, it's just people that maybe too much drinking, too much partying.
Yeah, they usually just end up throwing up in the toilet.
Yeah, they pretty much end up throwing up, you know.
As we've experienced,
and then getting taken outside for air and left out there.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe given a hot dog, I don't know.
An Uber.
That's right. So the study also showed that long-term fans were generally happier in their youth and were better adjusted in middle age than non-metalheads. It's kind of good for us, but kind of that way.
I feel better adjusted.
That's right. So furthermore, another study also showed that heavy metal can help calm you down more rapidly after a triggering event. So study participants were made angry and then asked to listen to heavy metal music afterwards. Huh. The result? This resulted in listeners showing a marked increase in positive emotions after listening to metal. The result suggests extreme music could be used as an effective means to regulate negative emotions like anger. Even Metallica's album, Saint Anger, will make you angry. Okay?
Okay.
I agree with that.
I'm with you.
It helps, you know, I don't care. It helps calm me down. Metal does. So number six in this point of the evening, while you just listen to metal out there, people, hope you're listening to me. Hope you're good. I'm testifying all night tonight.
This is a serious
deal. I'm on my soapbox high. I am muddy on the soapbox. Just talking to the pieces.
Bobby's been working on this one for a while.
Talking to the metalheads worldwide. You know who you are. I'm not getting him out of my soapbox, so I'm done speaking. Cool. So, no, you can't. Even with you, with the water hose, you will knock me off it. Here we are. I'll take the soaking for metal.
Wow.
So number six in my points tonight.
Okay.
It can make you more skeptical and question things.
We need that.
So being a heavy metal fan can make you more of a critical thinker. Linked to point five, which we just talked about, my fifth point.
Okay.
Any negative claims about the genre tend to cause fans to react by doing some investigation of their own. They have to investigate.
Yeah. Be your own person.
That's right. So when the media or other authorities claim that heavy metal makes fans more violent or depressed, et cetera, Fans can develop their investigative skills by exploring these certain claims they've been throwing out there. Exploring and investigating these claims that the authorities are saying and religious people are saying. Mm-hmm. Of course, forming their own conclusion in the end.
Yes.
This will develop scientific thinking, foster understanding of logical fallacies, research design issues, and gain appreciation for biases. There you go.
That's pretty big. Yeah. Some big words.
Yep. I always thought heavy metal with thinking man's music, especially like Maiden, like Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner, or like Alexander the Great, you know?
Well, I just wanted to, are you finished there?
Nick, no. You can say okay. Something, you know?
Well, I'm just saying, I just wanted to compare listening to heavy metal to side effects of most drugs that are put out there by the, you know, the industry.
Yep.
So, suicidal ideations.
Mm-hmm.
Very common with psych meds.
Yep.
What prescribed all day long.
Yep.
Rectal bleeding.
Is that a brutal death metal band?
No.
Oh.
It's a common occurrence with psych meds. Diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
Just read anything of the side effects of any psych med and tell me what's worse, heavy metal or psych meds.
Of course, psych meds.
Of course, psych
meds. As we're going through tonight, heavy metal is probably better listening to that. And I think music can be a great cure. And I think it, rather than giving drugs, try some music. See what happens, you know?
Correct.
That's what I think that should happen, because everybody nowadays is so quick to not really give you a good diagnosis. Just write you a prescription for a bunch of pills.
This is what they want.
Yeah, they want that. They want you totally whacked out of your mind. So you're like
incoherent. The side effects of psych meds are far more dangerous than heavy metal.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Just read the thing. Read them. Read the side effects. Really? Do you really want that in your life?
No, you don't want that in life.
No.
Where you can listen to music like metal or something and change your mood.
This is what you
mood.
Want. This is what you want.
Yep. Yeah.
You want to be at a concert, right?
Yeah.
You don't want some doctor to tell you. You know what I mean? Because it's not going
to
happen.
They're quick to do that nowadays, and it's pretty sad.
Oh, man. They're going to prescribe medication. But they should just give you a heavy metal record.
To me, music good for the soul. It's good for the mind. Good for the heart. It's good for all-around well-being, you know? I don't care if it's metal, hip-hop, or classical, you know, classic rock, whatever it is, country, it doesn't make a difference. If it makes you happy, rather than take a drug or drink or whatever, put the music on, you know what I'm saying? It change your mind a little bit. It's free your mind a little bit. Calm yourself.
Yeah.
Everybody has the music that makes them happy. I don't care what it is, whether it be King Crimson, whether
James
it
Brown,
be Roxy Music, whether it be Maiden,
whatever.
Whether it be Priest. It don't make a difference, man. For me, it's probably UFO, but hey.
Nice, you know UFO. What
yeah, how about that? So my final
to me, it's
point,
the Dead Kennedys.
Yeah,
but
Dead
yeah.
Kennedys or, you know.
Brings joy to me.
Dead Boys, whatever. Dead Sonic boy. Reducer, what are you going to do?
Suicide.
Yeah, yeah. Helmet, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So my final point for this podcast.
Final point for the evening, people.
Is heavy metal reduces stress and improves your overall well-being, as we just discussed previously. And finally, so listening to any kind of music you love has been known to show dramatic reduced stress levels in the body.
Therapeutic.
When we listen to our favorite tunes,
yep.
The levels of cortisol in our body are markedly reduced over time. Mm-hmm. Go straight down. This is important because stress has been shown to be the cause of around 60% of most illnesses and diseases. Yeah, stress is a killer, man.
Yeah, I agree.
That's why I said I wish I was still back in the 70s because I had less stress. You know, it was a little more easier time.
Well, they had Quaaludes.
Yeah, they had Quaaludes too. But I mean, it wasn't like now. Everything's so stressful. And then people are glued to their phones and what's on TV and their computer screens. And all this craziness is going on. And I think the problem today is people don't know how to unplug. They don't know how to unplug. I'm telling you right now, people, turn everything off, chores before you go to bed. You have a nice, well sleep. You'd be well rested. You'd be a better person for it.
Sure.
Get the heck off your phone. Quit watching TV.
Oh, wait, wait. If you're enjoying our Spotify playlist, please use your phone.
Yes. To put you to bed.
Yeah.
No, you know, I don't think any of our playlists put you to bed.
Hours of Gojira.
Exactly. Hours of Gojira. If you like hair metal, plenty of hours of that, too.
Oh, man. Four whole shows.
Yep. Yep. So what's more, one study has shown that actively participating in making music, participating in being a musician or making music.
Sure.
And I think also making art, whether it be visual or multimedia, whatever you're doing.
Get into it.
Can also boost your immune system even more than just listening to music.
Yeah.
Sure, but the creativity.
Sure.
Your mind is more active.
Yep.
So it was from this day on, famous saying always goes, some metal a day will always keep the doctor away.
I love that. Because I don't really like apples very much, so no. I'd rather just insert metal.
Yeah, so some heavy metal listening in every day will keep the doctor away and make you a better person, reduce your levels of stress and cortisol in your body, and give you overall sense of well-being.
Bobby, this in-depth study that you brought us tonight was really insightful.
I think so, too. I think people should know that, and because heavy metal gets a bad rap, which is crazy. It doesn't make any sense.
Bad rap is not metal.
No, but I mean, it gets a bad reputation. Who all, you know, it's a bunch of BS.
And Soto gore movies.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Soto horror movies.
You see, yeah, so, yeah, exactly.
Soto video games.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
give heavy metal a chance if you haven't. Tell your parents to listen to it. You know, help your little brother, sister, whatever, some friend of yours, a neighbor,
whatever. If you're struggling
whatever.
With depression or, you know, self-doubt, just... give Gojira a chance.
Yeah.
It's possible you'll get all the angst out.
And the Gojira also delivers a positive message about, you know, not destroying the earth.
Correct.
Stuff like that. But any music, whatever you like, whatever brings you happy, your happy place and happy music makes you happy, listen to it pretty much every day. That's what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. But we would like to listen to metal, please. Try it out.
Give it
listen
a shot.
Listen to
people.
More metal, because we need more metal in our lives. And you know, this is the first year. There's no heavy metal or rock on the Billboard Top 200 of the year. None.
Before you trust your psychiatrist to take a psych med, tell him, look, can you prescribe me some heavy metal? A playlist?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have to. You actually don't have to do that because you just go to the oldguystalkmetal.com.
Yep, and check out the Spotify playlist. They're right there for you to go.
Available all night
24
long,
24 hours a day, all night
all
long.
All night long.
Yeah. And there's plenty of variety there, so I think there's like, I don't know, 110 playlists already, something like that.
Yeah, it would literally take you a month and a half to listen to it all.
Yep, something like that. So check it out. Anyway, heavy metal, in conclusion, is good for your health.
God bless you,
as we
Bobby.
Knew all along, but I had to make the points anyway to help you get a more clear idea of what I was talking about.
I love it.
And why it's a good thing to listen to more heavy metal music in your life. With that being said, you know, go to oldguystalkmetal.com for all your needs in heavy metal, hard rock, and punk.
Correct.
And once again, thank you for listening to Old Guys Talk Metal Sometimes Punk podcast with me, Bobby V, of course, and Diabolical Sean Hart.
Yes, yes.
And we try to bring in the best cut podcast each and every week. So with that, we're going to say adieu tonight. Listen to more metal. It'll make you a better person.
Yes.
Reduce your stress levels and get that darn cortisol out of your body.
Yeah, man. Get it off your body.
So that's it. Until the next podcast, which we're coming all the time, we bid you adieu from the old guys.
Good evening.
Peace out.
Good evening, my people.